Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate you tuning into the Bruce Dickey Show today. My name is Bruce Dickey. I have guests across the way. We're going to talk about all kinds of things this morning. Talk about the Family Literacy Fest. Probably talk about Kitty College a little bit. Maybe talk about the all kinds of other stuff. Here as my guests are Jill Andrews and Hannah Lowe. Good morning, Jill. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, I appreciate you coming out. Thank you very much. Hannah, it's good to see you again.
You too. Thanks for having us.
Well, you're very welcome, and I'm glad to have you back here. Now, I had you out here a year ago, right?
Yes.
What were we talking about then?
We were talking about the Wayne County Family Enrichment Program, which is a free program for all families in Wayne County who are expecting a child or has a child up to the age of 3.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to recall from our discussion the last time. It's 0 to 3 on the enrichment program, isn't it?
Yes, prenatal to age 3.
Are you taking? I'm wondering how that works with Literacy Fest. Do you guys take part in that too?
Yes, we are. We'll actually, in our building, we'll have a craft for the little ones because birth to 3, it's hard to do.
That's why I was wondering. I didn't know if kids from 0 to 3 were reading very much.
Yeah.
But it's never too early to start, though,
no,
is it?
No. So we'll have a craft in our building for the little ones to do, and they can take it home and keep as a memory from the Literacy Fest.
All right, Jill, I'm glad to have you back in here to talk about the Literacy Fest. And I'm presuming that the college folks are glad to have you back involved.
Well, I hope so. I think Dr. Egren was glad that we decided to take it over.
Tell me a little bit about you started this program, didn't you?
Yes. Back in 1990, I went to work for Frontier as the Director of Family Literacy and Adult Ed.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, there was no fest, and the idea came up, and we started offering it, and it's been
This will be like the 26th or 7th.
25th year.
25th year of the Family Literacy Fest.
Right.
How did it start? How big did it start? I mean, because a lot of folks probably didn't even think about the need to have help learning how to read as opposed to like what you get from schools.
Well, it's also an event where families can come together and create memories.
Uh-huh.
And it's only for children ages birth to age 8. Now, if you have a sibling, they're welcome to come. But there's nothing else in the county for those young children.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody gets a book. So, you know, we're going to instill literacy. And we do everything is interactive with parents at the
really?
Event. It's just gotten bigger and bigger. The last few years, I don't know that it's, you know, they had some bad weather and some things. But this year, we're expecting great weather. I think it's supposed to be 80 and sunny, and we're hoping it dries up.
When is the fest? It's not this weekend. It's next weekend,
right? No, it's next weekend, May the 14th from 10 to 2.
That, you know, that's the... The weather set plays a large part of that, doesn't it?
Yeah, because we want to be outside. We've got a train coming, the Lions Club train, and that, you know, has to have a dry track. And so that's awesome. We'll have inflatables. And
okay, tell me about the Lions Club train. I'm not sure I've ever seen it other than I've seen the little toot up there in Flora, but this is entirely different, isn't
well,
it?
Well, it's a wooden train, and this is an event that the Lions Club from Mount Vernon bring,
mm-hmm.
and it's a moneymaker. It's
oh, really?
Their fundraiser. And so a guy brings the train, and it runs constantly for 3 hours.
Is that right?
Constantly.
Do they lay track out, or are they
on a
sidewalk or something?
No,
or?
it just goes in the grass or anywhere.
It'll go on the grass.
Yeah, and the little ones have to ride with their parents or an adult. So it's awesome.
How big of a train is it?
Oh, there's probably, 5 cars and a caboose, yeah.
Big enough for parents and their
25,
kids?
30. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, 2 to a seat.
Oh, okay.
Probably 2 to a seat.
So it's like I thought it was a smaller deal than that. That's pretty nice.
No, adults ride. They love it, too. You know, and they take their babies. They drive, you know, get to go.
What's the fellow's name that drives it? Do you remember?
Well, they send different drivers.
Okay. That was Engineer Bob or something.
Oh, no. No, they send different drivers. They're Lions Club members that have volunteered their time.
Do they wear a great big hat?
No,
like
I don't think so.
The big build front hat?
I don't think so. They're really nice guys, but I don't think they have a hat on.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, I'll recommend that.
Like with a suggestion with the engineer.
Yeah, they're at Bean Days. We've had them at Bean Days before.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you're bringing the train.
Yeah.
That's the thing. talking about the Literacy Fest, there are just so many things to do there, aren't there?
Oh, my gosh. This year, we have over 82 donors this year. And that is setting up booths. And every booth, what we say is you can have a booth. There's no charge. But it has to be an activity for a child. You can't just be out there advertising a business or a product.
Now, wait a second. 82 different.
82 different. And we still have probably 10 donors out that have said they're going to do something.
Do they each have booths?
No. Some give money for prizes. Every child will also get a prize. And then there are large door prizes.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, what is the, I'm not sure we've ever had the Literacy Fest on here. I'm trying to remember every kid getting a prize. Probably we have, though, haven't we?
I don't know.
I think we, I can't remember. It's a good thing you're here. It's a good thing you're here.
By the way,
ladies and gentlemen, I never even did introduce her, Jill Andrews, from the Kitty College. What kind of prizes is every kid going to get?
Oh, all kinds. They pick what they want.
Is that right?
Yeah, we'll have three tables full of prizes, all kinds of prizes, water toys. And what are some of the other prizes that we have?
Every kid will get a book, mm-hmm. and then we also have goodie bags, which has coupons. We have a McDonald's coupon. We have J&L Ice Cream Shop from Sisney coupon, a family video coupon, Huck's coupon, and then there's also just other goodie stuff in there.
Yeah.
And then other prizes we have a Kindle Fire.
That's a door prize. That's going to be a door prize.
That's a door prize.
Is it going to be raffled or is it just
no?
That's one of them just showing up. Showing up with
your registration goes into the pot, right?
Oh, now that's a sweet deal.
Yeah,
that's a sweet deal.
There's large animals. There's $100 coupons for pictures. There's $50 coupons for kids furniture.
We have basketballs that were donated. A blow-up basketball goal, a wiffle ball set.
Uniquely Rustique has given some nice prizes.
What is the blow-up basketball goal? Will you have that blown up or will it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. We also have a Facebook page for the Family Literacy Fest, we'll have a picture on there coming soon. So.
Okay. Well, yeah, you don't want to blow it up yet. It would sag between now and the 14th, right?
We're going to try to post all of the pictures and prizes on the event page.
Okay. This will be on your Facebook event page?
It's a Family Literacy Fest event page.
Okay.
Through the Wayne County Family Enrichment Program Facebook.
So. I got to tell me about the I don't have children. I guess you could tell I don't have children because I'm fascinated by the toys. Give me the rundown on the blow-up thing. Would I have fun with it or am I the poor sap who has to blow the thing up?
Right. Exactly.
I think it'll be great for the whole family. Mm-hmm. They can do it together and... it's mainly for a child, so it's a smaller one, but it'll be fun for the whole entire
family.
Can
it be put in water? Is it a water toy, or is it just stand up?
It just stands up on the ground. So
I bet
probably
you
want it outside.
See, now Jill's thinking. Jill's thinking about this. Throw the thing in the water, and
then the adults could play with it.
There you go. Yeah. I like the thought. See, now it might be one of those things, Jill, where you have two different air intakes on it. You don't blow up the bottom of it. You just blow up the top and have the top sit there in the water.
See, you've already made it an adult toy.
I'm ready to help. I'm here for
the parents.
Yeah, I'm here to help the parents. All right, now tell me about some of the booths that we're gonna see.
Well, one thing, you have always prided yourself on being a trivia buff.
Sure.
And so one thing I'd like to ask
I try not to brag about that.
Okay, well, I know
I don't brag about that unless somebody brings it up.
Yeah,
and then
I know you've been in lots of trivia contests.
I do.
And so I thought I would ask you
stump me.
For youngsters. Okay, I'd like to know if you know what.
Oh, this is like that are you smarter than a fifth grader type of thing?
Well, this is a 3-year-old. So if you don't know it, it's really going to be bad. So you can say, I choose not to participate.
All right. Okay, no, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, so do you know what Oobleck is?
Oobleck.
Oobleck. We're going to have Oobleck at a table with moon sand and a water table.
I know what moon sand is.
Okay.
That's like what the astronauts brought back from the moon, right?
No.
Okay, all right. Oobleck is a, I'll tell you what immediately jumped in my mind.
Okay.
I think Oobleck is the fellow who developed that cube that has different...
No, that's Rubik's cube. No. You're not even warm.
What in the world is Oob? Is Oob like a little monster or something? Like a
no, it's a property. It's a liquid. It's not a liquid and it's not a solid.
Like a Play-Doh?
Well, it's neither. It's not a liquid or solid.
It's a gas?
It says you can slowly dip your hand into it like a liquid, but if you squeeze it or punch it, it will feel solid. So it's a sensory. It's a sensory box. And so kids get in there and feel those things, and it expands their sensory.
I have never heard of such a thing.
Well, it comes from the Dr. Seuss book, Bartholomew and the Oobleck. It said, in the story, Oobleck, an ooey-gooey substance, fell from the sky and wreaked havoc in the kingdom.
I love it.
So that's where it came from, but that's what's going to be at the Wadi table. There's going to be those three things, the moon sand, which is moldable sand.
Okay.
And a water table. Of course, every kid likes to play in the water. You know, they'll have measuring things, all different kinds of things.
I think moldable sand, I don't want to tell you what I think
okay.
about it. I have kitty cats.
Pass. Oh, my gosh.
No. And this Oobleck stuff.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can stick your hand in that thing and...
You're thinking, well, it's going to be a liquid. But then when you grab it, it feels like a solid. So it expands their senses. It's called a sensory.
It's like a, for want of a, now maybe I'm wrong. Is it kind of like, you know, when you see in like the City Museum over in St. Louis. They've got the ball pit, right?
Yeah.
It's like a ball pit, except a very much smaller size.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Right. And I'm sure the Science Center has a whole sensory.
Oh, yeah. I suspect that.
Yeah.
I'm confused about the whole thing. This is great, though. I've got Jill Andrews here along with Hannah Lowe, and we're talking about the Family Literacy Fest, the 25th annual. Family Literacy Fest. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show. Talk a bit more about it here on WFIW AM 1390 and 104.9 FM. Back in a sec. Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. It is around 928 actually. 55 degrees outside. Warm in here, though. My name is Bruce Dickey. I've got a couple of ladies across the way. We've been talking about the Family Literacy Fest coming up on Saturday, May 14th. This is a new location. Where had it been, Jill?
It'd been several places. It started out at the college.
Had they? I'm trying to remember.
And then went to Northside School.
Okay.
And the last few years with Northside School, then they moved it back to the Workforce Education Building. The last few years it was there.
The old Sanio Building.
Right. And then now it's going to be behind Kitty College.
Behind Kitty College, uh-huh. Basically in between you and the enrichment program.
Right, place, behind right? us. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a great spot, by the way.
Yeah, it is, because the playground's there. You know, kids can swing and slide on top of all the other great things to do.
Tell me a little bit about some of the stuff that are coming. I mean, what time does this start?
It starts at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, okay. And goes till when?
Till 2.
10 till 2, 2 on mm-hmm. Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday the 14th,
the
right?
The 14th, correct.
Didn't you usually have that a little earlier?
Yeah, it used to be the first weekend of May.
Okay. You backed it off?
Well, we did because we didn't learn we were going to do it to for
just to help get
3 weeks ago. Yeah.
Just to get it put together, didn't
it? Yeah, right. And we wanted it to be really great. We didn't want to just throw something together the last second.
Kind of works out better, though, considering
awesome.
The weather last
yeah,
weekend,
yeah.
right?
Or
the last 3 days.
Yes, and we're supposed to have a good forecast, too. So.
Well, that's outstanding. And this is mainly it's events for families with children ages birth through 8 years. And tell me about the book, Hannah. You said everybody's getting a book. Is everybody getting the same book, or are they? Is it different books or what?
We have different books coming, and then the kid can actually pick which book they would like.
Oh, really? So. What kind of? Who's sending you the books? Are they? Have they been donated by a vendor, or what's the story?
They were purchased by half by the Lions Club and half by Rotary.
Oh, really?
They chose to use their money to buy books.
Well, see, now that's thinking.
It's awesome.
That's exactly
awesome.
Right.
So, when we have all different kinds of books for different age groups.
Okay.
You know, we have board books for little guys because they like to chew on them.
And
we have chapter books, and we have
dinosaur books. Dinosaurs are popular for kids. So
all kinds of books. ABC books. But they're nice books. They're not junk.
Not garbage.
No, they're not. They're really
and
nice.
And they're
books.
Not, and they've got pictures.
Yes. Right, lots of pictures.
But see, now that's a good thing,
yeah,
right?
It
to
is a
to
good
me,
thing.
I like a book with pictures.
Yeah,
who's,
for sure.
Who's kidding who? and you say every child's getting one.
Yes, every child will get a book and then a goodie bag, and then they'll leave with the door prize, too.
Oh, see, now that's a nice deal. If I come out there the kids come out there and the kids are just like starving, or they play on the play sets and all this kind of business.
We have inflatables, jumping.
Inflatables.
Yeah.
So basically this will be a chance to get the kid worn out. I mean, this is what I meant to say. This is a chance to let your kid have fun.
Well, we have a girls' princess bounce house, and we have a boys' Disney Cars bounce house, and has a little slide. So you know, just the little kids will be bouncing in each one. So
oh, the 7 and 8 year olds don't get a bounce in the bouncer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's little to us.
I guess.
Birth to 8.
Jill, they're all little to me.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
All right. So. Why do you have separate bounce houses? Just the,
well, you know, sometimes little guys like to be rowdier.
Yeah,
and
I guess
girls
that's
don't.
True.
So, and it would accommodate more children at
the
same time.
So the girls is the castle?
Is the princess castle, yeah.
So like from Frozen or something? Is Frozen the big movie
No, it's
this
the
year?
Princesses, the three princesses of Disney.
I have no idea what you're
beautiful.
Talking about.
Well, I
what
know.
Three
you'll have
princesses?
To come. Bring a niece.
What are the,
don't
who?
You have a niece, a nephew, or
I
neighbors
have,
or something?
Yeah, I have a niece that's 19.
Okay, well,
niece
you'll have
that's
to wait
25.
Till she has children.
That's right.
You're in between.
That's exactly right. Now, what? Who are the three? Who are the three princesses?
Well, how do I know?
Cinderella.
Sleeping
there's
Beauty.
Of them. There's Beauty. Snow White.
Okay, well, does that
I
count?
I don't know. I don't know. You're asking.
I don't know if they're maybe having the Frozen girls. See that?
No, we had Frozen last year.
You had the Frozen girls last year.
The princesses, you're right.
Oh,
in
really?
The flesh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
see, now I bet you all the girls went crazy over that.
They came and took pictures with them, and they did a craft with them.
And I see, now that's the other thing, and we didn't even get to it. All right, we got the kids all worked up. We got them all fired up. We've been playing and playing and playing. Food. Say, I'm hungry. What's the food?
Well, we have Dean and Jan's corn dog wagon coming.
Oh, really?
And they have all different kinds of food in their wagon.
Sure.
And then we also have Sweet Annie's Shaved Ice.
Sweet Annie's Shaved Ice. Uh-huh. Tell me, who is Sweet Annie's Shaved Ice? I don't know. I'm unfamiliar.
Annie Webb.
Oh, really?
She's starting up this little business, so she'll be coming out, and I think we'll actually be her first.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, you see, now that's great.
And there's treats at different booths as well.
So the kids aren't going to starve.
No. I mean, like Carrie Rice's Bozo Buckets. You know what a Bozo Bucket is?
I have no idea.
I did not know.
Hold on. Is this like the grand prize game? The Bozo Bucket? Is that like the grand prize game? No. Do you remember that from Bozo the Clown?
Well, it may be.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, kind of.
Are we throwing
like
ping pong balls?
No, ours are going to be the little bean bags because the ping pong balls they bounce and take too long.
See, the grand prize game was on Bozo the Clown on WGN for ever. I can't believe you don't. Well, you probably didn't have cable when you were a kid.
Well, no, my kids watched Sesame Street and those kind of things. We never watched Bozo, but it seems to be all the rage, so we're going to have Bozo Buckets, and Carrie Rice, State Farm, is going to sponsor that.
See, it's actually really cool if she's doing it like they did on the Bozo the Clown show. They got six buckets.
Right.
and you basically try to, you, oh yeah, it's easy to get in the first or second or third bucket, but then the pressure's really on.
Right. Well, we're not going to have six because we, I mean, anybody, everybody's winning regardless of what bucket they get in. So you're still.
Oh, you're taking all the competitive out of it.
Right, we are. I'll just tell you, yeah, we are.
No gambling on it then, huh?
No, everybody is a winner. Everybody comes home with a prize.
Well, that's true.
We have tattoos, you know, little butterfly tattoos, right? You know, face painting.
It's amazing to me. You're having face painting, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing to me. We, of course, Halloween, we'll give out tattoos. Mm-hmm. It's like the most, we're like the most popular house on the street because we're giving out these little tattoos. How the kids just, you know, they woohoo!
They love them.
Throw the tattoo
just
on.
For fun, yeah. We've got butterflies and dinosaurs and, you know, fun stuff. Nothing that isn't appropriate.
Who are some of your sponsors? I know that you've got some folks that you've really had a lot of help from the community.
One thing I did want to mention is that, you know, since everything's going to happen at the Kitty College site, the parking was the first issue.
Oh, let's talk parking then. Yeah, let's talk parking.
The first issue we said was before we decided that we would host this, where are we going to have parking?
And for how many folks do you expect?
Well, 150 or more.
Now, your lot's pretty good size, but it isn't that big.
Well, not for park. Well, no, because we have so many volunteers who are going to be coming to park.
Yeah.
So we have great neighbors out there in our neighborhood at
Brookstone.
Right. Well, we're not going to park at Brookstone because there's people coming in and out of there. But Elastec
said
that they could park there. And the Bobcat Den.
Nice.
Which is right up the road. And then Wayne County Well Surveys, which is right behind us.
Okay.
And so without that, this all couldn't have come together. So we really appreciate them. And that was their donation was the parking, which is a big part of, you know, being able to have a successful
event. That is a wonderful part of it. Yeah. And you'll have, I mean, it'll be mowed off or somewhere where somebody can walk to the festival just immediately from the
right. Well, they just walk down the road, and they have to. Everybody has to come in the front to go through registration.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Through the front of the Kitty College.
Right, because they have to get their prizes, their bags. They won't get the prizes in, but they'll get their bags, their goodie bags. They'll get a map. They'll register for the door prizes, and then they go outside.
Let me see that map, by the way. Okay. That's really cool. I like
everybody
how you
will have
this.
A map, and then on the back of the map is going to be a list of all of our donors.
Oh, okay.
So we can thank them.
I like the, there's something on the map here that we haven't even talked about yet.
What's that?
The petting zoo.
Well, we did. We talked a little bit about it.
We weren't on the air.
Oh, we weren't on the air?
No.
Oh, well, we are working.
We talked about all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't know that. We are working with the 4-H Extension.
Okay.
And to bring animals. So if not, we have some backup people that have agreed to bring animals. Two-horned lizard and, you know, baby lamb.
A two-horned lizard?
Yeah, what was it
called? Are the kids going to pet the two-horned lizard?
I think so.
See, now that's
right. Josh Livesay, the music teacher, has a two-horned lizard. I forget. It's called a dragon lizard or something.
A stegosaurus or something like that. Is it a small dinosaur?
There'll be some baby animals.
See, now that's the cool thing. These kids will probably think they're dealing with a dinosaur.
Well, I don't know what they'll think.
Just kind of a small one.
Yeah, just kind of small. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, and you said maybe some lambs or goats or something?
Well, we're hoping to have lots of different animals. We have one screened, fenced-in area that we can put animals in. So
I know you talk about 4-H, and I keep thinking, well, you know, the 4-H kids, you probably don't plan on anybody bringing the hog that they're going to be bringing to the fairgrounds.
No. They have to be a small animal that can be pettable, you know, that the kids can pet.
Yeah.
Nothing to do.
The kids always enjoy, though, don't they? Seeing the animals.
Sure.
The animals.
Especially kids in town. They don't ever see animals. So.
Yeah, you got a point.
So it's, you know, you see them in a book, but to actually see an animal up close and to touch them, it's pretty exciting for a little guy.
They're probably going to think if they see that two-horned lizard, they're going to be freaking out.
Well, they
Jill?
Will.
You're
going
to scare these
children. Go on down to the next one.
You're trying to scare the children here.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm sure
we've got the fire truck coming and the police car. You always have to have a fire truck.
Okay, now, so the kids will be able to climb around on that kind of thing? On the fire truck?
They'll be able to see everything, and they'll be dressed in their gear, and they'll tell them all about it.
Oh, really?
You know, it's always awesome.
Who's bringing it down, Darren?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a nice deal.
Yeah.
That's a nice deal. You said the police car is coming down, too.
Right.
Is it going to be one of the new pickup trucks?
I don't know. You know, I called it a police car, And I'm thinking, they probably don't even have police cars anymore. It's probably an SUV.
That's right. You know, they've got the big pickup trucks, and they've got the I've talked with Keith about this, Chief Calculator, about they do this from time to time, and you know, they have that Hummer, that H1, I guess. And I said, so when are you going to get that thing? When are you going to get that thing tricked out so that you can take it to, like, these literacy fests and to things like this? He says, well, we get the parking lot first.
First things first.
I've got Jill Andrews here and Hannah Lowe. We're talking about the 25th Annual Family Literacy Fest. It's coming up on Saturday, May 14th at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's in a new location this year, new from the last few years. It's back, actually, at the Kitty College. And we'll talk a little bit more about those folks and what some of the donors. And we'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show on WFIW AM and FM Fairfield after these. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I've got ladies across the way from me. We've been talking about the 25th Annual Family Literacy Fest taking place Saturday, May 14th. Free family fun. That's pretty cool.
That's right.
I like that. Free family fun. And you know, there's a reason. Jill Andrews along with Hannah Lowe here in the studio. There's a reason this is all free, isn't it, Jill?
Right. We want everyone to come. We want to create a memory and introduce books in families that don't have books.
There's another reason that it's all free.
What's the other reason?
You got a lot of nice donors.
Oh, my gosh.
See, that's one of the things. You can't do this. It's impossible without donations and commitments from the community, is it?
No. And, you know, even when we started the very first one, everyone was so generous. And, you know, it's been 25 years. And I found that this to be the same way. Everybody is so generous.
Probably have folks that made donations the first time you
did
it, I suspect.
Right. Like Beta Ada. I mean, they give a bike, girls, boys bike, and a helmet as a prize.
Two bikes.
Two boys and a girls with a helmet.
How about that? And that's a door prize, too, right?
That's a door prize. Right.
You know, and that's the other thing. We'll talk about more of the donors momentarily, but this is a free deal.
Right.
Other than you might buy a corn dog or something like that from Jan and Dean, but you might buy some one of the shaved ice things.
Right.
But other than that, you get everything in here is free, isn't
it? That's right. Right. And everybody gets a goodie bag, and it's filled. In fact, we have so much, it's going to be almost a goodie basket. There's so much stuff in there. There's toys in it.
Oh, you get toys? I figured the goodie bag was basically, you talked about the coupons, Hannah. You got toys in there, too?
There's toys in there, too. Tom Konopasek has donated Happy Meal toys.
He still has some?
Yeah. So bless his heart. And kids love those.
You'd have thought he'd have left those with the building.
No, he donated them.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, so that's awesome. But some of the events that we wanted to be sure and mention, the Lions Club train is going to be sponsored by Fairfield National Bank, and that's our biggest event is the train.
See, that's the thing. It takes a little bit of cash to get those guys
over.
Well,
it takes – our budget this year is $2,000.
Yeah.
To get everything.
Oh, boy.
And that's just
– And we've already seen how difficult it is to come up – well, the state's not helping anymore.
No. No. So it's hard, you know, and even people giving just what they can, you know, we understand that because we're in the same boat, with them. The Kemper CPA is going to sponsor our Stuart the Minion and Michelangelo.
Really? Now, the Stuart the Minion, that's from that Despicable Me movie, right?
Right, and then now they have their own Minions movie.
There's a Minions movie.
Right. So you can take your picture with Stuart the Minion, and you can play around with Michelangelo, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Those minions aren't very talkative, are they?
No, and they're not very tall. But they're awesome.
That's what I gather.
Oh, and my kids like them.
So how were we able to get Michelangelo? I mean, how did we not get Donatello or Raphael or which are the other ones?
He's just really
Michelangelo was open to the suggestion.
Right, and he's one that kids really like.
Really?
Yeah. So we chose him, and he said yes, he would come.
That's so cool.
Isn't it?
I wonder how he drives. How he gets down here with his shell on his back.
Well,
probably he probably jogs.
He just does. Maybe he walks. Maybe he crawls. He's a turtle. Yeah, he's a turtle.
He's crawling. I like that. Yeah. I like that. And Kemper CPA helped bring those folks
down.
Yes,
they did. The inflatables, we have two large inflatables, and that People's National Bank and Woodmen of the World are sponsoring those.
See, now that's wonderful that they're helping out.
We couldn't do it without donors.
No, that's right.
We couldn't do it. And I mean, we spend $500 just on books because we get nice books. So this is... Everything is going to be top of the line and awesome for families. And that's why we want to encourage the mother and father both to come and make memories. We've got a family fun photo booth where everybody dresses up. You can dress up silly. You can wear a boa, tiara, and take a picture.
I wonder, Jill or Hannah, either of you can answer. You might know if you have, probably more likely Jill, if you've got kids coming out with kids that maybe remember going to the literacy fest first.
Right. And then we have kids that were Kiddie College kids.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. We've been there. This is our 20th year.
Young adults, I guess.
So we have kids that have graduated and gone on to college, too. I'm sure they have, yeah.
So you're having parents that would have gone through. Uh-huh. See, now that's really cool.
Yeah, it is.
That's a lot of fun. That must give you a sense of fulfillment.
It does. Well, I mean, if they remember it, then it was something that was important to them.
Yeah.
So that's great.
That is wonderful. What other donors did you want to mention? You've got a bunch.
There's so many. Gamma Chi donated, Kiwanis. The VFW, Kincaid.
Jay Freeman.
Well, Jason Freeman, he donated a door prize of the Kindle Fire.
That's great.
Which is going to be, you know, a big...
Now that's perfect, isn't it, for Literacy Fest? Can you get on the Kindle Fire? Does it have kids' books, children's books as well?
Any books, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They make those in color now. My Kindle.
Yes, HD.
My Kindle isn't in color or HD. My original Kindle is...
That's what mine is.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's like stone.
Right.
It's chalk. it's chalk on a pad or something like that. Yeah. And it's also this big. It's also like 2 feet long.
Yeah. We've got the Wayne County Retired Teachers. Of course, Rotary donated for books. Woodman of the World. Joe's Body Shop. Advanced Healthcare, Jim's Custom Auto.
I was going to say, you got Joe's Body Shop. Surely you talked Jim's Custom Auto into
it,
too.
I've got Jim's Custom Auto.
What would happen to him if he didn't do it?
Well, I don't know. I can't say for sure. But
he might not get a second biscuit at Thanksgiving dinner.
Jibber has grandchildren now.
Oh,
so
he sure does,
see,
doesn't
that's
he?
That's right. So, you know, when you become a grandparent, these things are pretty important.
Yeah, Aaron, is Aaron coming? Is your little nephew coming?
I've got a nephew, his nephew and a niece. He's got a girl and a boy. Oh. Kaylee and Keegan, right.
Is that right?
So I'm sure they will be there.
Well, wonderful. Right. That's a lot of fun.
Well, you know, and that's why one of the reasons we wanted to do the event page is because we're also, we want to reach out to grandparents.
Oh, really?
You know, this is a great day to bring your grandchildren.
Great opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that.
You know, everything there is going to be something that's going to be fun for them.
I forgot that Jibber had grandkids. I knew Aaron had kids, but I just didn't even think about that being Jibber's grandkids.
Yeah.
Wow.
We've got Amy Sweet Gallery, Taco Tierra, Andrew and Lorna Diesel, Rush Appliance, CSI Insurance, Medicine Shop, Clay City Banking, Mitchell Insurance, Richardson Funeral Home, Shoe Creek Pharmacy, Fenton's Repair, Wayne City Ruritans, Trust Bank. I mean, like I said, so far we have 83 donors, and we are so grateful.
Well, that's
they are so committed to young children.
That is the thing. I mean, they're basically trying to help the youth of America anyway, aren't they?
Yeah. Right.
Tell me a little bit about, let's before we get out of here, let's remind folks where to park.
You can park at the Elastec Building and the Bobcat Den and Wayne County Well Surveys.
You need to, I guess if you're at Elastec, you're just along the street there, aren't you? You don't need carts or anything.
No, you're not along the street. I mean, you're in their parking lot.
Well, in the parking lot, but you'd be able to walk along the street.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. It's just a block up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess I was confused. I was thinking about Wayne County Well Surveys.
They have a gravel parking right in front of there. So, there, you could park 15 cars there probably.
My brain, I'm trying to figure out where I am.
Well, that's better than who you are.
What's next for the, is this something you're going to want to keep involved with the Kitty College? Or if Frontier gets some more funding, are they going to want it back? Or
are
you guys working
permanent,
in conjunction? Huh?
No, I think this is a permanent
It really place. Does fit, doesn't it,
with it the Kitty College mission? It does, because we got to thinking about that. And we have, of course, we have classrooms where we can do things. And we also have changing tables. We have child-sized potties. So everything inside of our facility is conducive to this. We have big people potties, and we have public restrooms,
sure.
But we also have things that young mothers need with changing tables and that kind of thing.
Who are some of your folks out there at the Kitty College and over at the Enrichment Center that will be integral in helping put this together?
Well, Julie Pfeiffer, our committee is Hannah, and then Julie Pfeiffer, Erica Burris, Angie Lane, who's the director at Kitty College, Tricia Morgan, who's the director at the Wayne City Early Learning Center. And see, we've also pulled in Wayne City.
Oh, is that right?
Right, because that we're only 10 miles away.
Sure.
And those mommies like to bring their children to
the absolutely
as well.
Right. That's clearly right. Well, it sounds like the Enrichment Center, now will you be... I guess this is kind of it's not really recruiting, but I mean, if you guys get new students out of this, that's not a bad thing, right?
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be wonderful.
How many kids are attend the Enrichment Center now?
We have spots for 30 families, and we have about 27 families right now. So we actually have a couple openings. So
they don't attend it. This is an in-home visiting program.
That's right. I'd forgotten about
this.
That.
Is in-home helping the parent in any way they need help.
We talked last time. I think the last time you were here, we talked about how there needs to be like you have the Dr. Spock book, how there needs to be a manual.
Yes.
And that's what you guys provide at the Enrichment Center, isn't it?
Provide parenting information. And we're also there just to help the child for preschool, get them ready, work on development things, and do screenings. So
that's a wonderful deal. What's the enrollment typically at Kitty College?
Probably around 100.
You go up.
We serve 200 children a month our three programs.
How what age does that end up going to?
Well, the two centers are, Kitty College is birth 6 weeks to 12 years old.
Oh, okay.
And then Wayne City is 2 to 12.
Wow.
And then we also have the ISBE pre-K, which is free, and so that's 3 to 5.
I can't believe you had time to come out here today, ladies.
We make time for things that are important. This is super important.
We're talking about, I'm talking with Jill Andrews and Hannah Lowe about the 25th annual Family Literacy Fest. It's at 10 o'clock Saturday the 14th. It's at the Kitty College, and it just sounds like it's going to be a great day for folks, right?
It's going to be awesome.
Ladies, thanks very much for coming out here today.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Bruce Dickey's show for today.